Book 7, Canto 6, Nirvana and the All-Negating Absolute, page 443 to 444. For above the birth of body and of thought, our spirit's truth lives in the naked self, and from that height, unbound, surveys the world. Out of the mind she rose to escape its law, that it might sleep in some deep shadow of self, or fall silent in the silence of the unseen. High she attained and stood from nature free, and saw creation's life from far above. Thence upon all she laid her sovereign will, to dedicate it to God's timeless calm. Then all grew tranquil in her being's space. Only sometimes small thoughts arose and fell, like quiet waves upon a silent sea, or ripples passing over a lonely pool, when a stray stone disturbs its dreaming rest. Yet the mind's factory had ceased to work. There was no sound of the dynamo's throb. There came no call from the still fields of life. Then even those stirrings rose in her no more. Her mind now seemed like a vast empty room, or like a peaceful landscape without sound. This men call quietude and prize as peace. But to her deeper sight all yet was there, ever vesking like a chaos under a lid. Feelings and thoughts cried out for word and act, but found no response in the silenced brain. All was suppressed, but nothing yet expunged. At every moment might explosion come. Then this too paused, the body seemed a stone. All now was a wide, mighty vacancy, but still excluded from eternity's hush. For still was far the repose of the absolute, and the ocean silence of infinity. Even now some thoughts could cross her solitude. These search not from the depths or from within, cast up from formlessness to seek a form, spoke not the body's need, nor voiced life's call. These seemed not born nor made in human time. Children of cosmic nature from a far world, ideas shapes in complete armor of words, posted like travelers in an alien space. Out of some far expanse they seemed to come, as if carried on vast wings, like large white sails, and with easy access reached the inner ear, as though they used a natural privileged right to the high royal entries of the soul. As yet their path lay deep concealed in light. Then looking to know whence the intruders came, she saw a spiritual immensity, pervading and encompassing the world space, as ether our transparent, tangible air, and through it sailing tranquilly a thought. As smoothly glides a ship nearing its port, ignorant of embargo and blockade, confident of entrance and the visa's seal, it came to the silent city of the brain, towards its accustomed and expectant quay, but met a barring will, a blow of force, and sank vanishing in the immensity. After a long vacant pause another appeared, and others one by one suddenly emerged, minds unexpected visitors from the unseen, like far-off sails upon a lonely sea. But soon that commerce failed, none reached mine's coast. Then all grew still, nothing moved any more. Immobile, self-wrapped, timeless, solitary, a silent spirit pervaded silent space.